Thank you for tuning in. During today's podcast, we will be discussing the College of Veterinarians of Ontario's new standards, which concern veterinarians' obligations related to drugs. Council recently approved 4 new policy documents, which cover prescribing, dispensing, extra-label drug use, and compounding. These documents, along with their accompanying guides, outline the expectations of veterinarians in this important area of veterinary medicine. My name is Kim Lambert, and I am the Associate Registrar for Quality Practice at the College. I am joined by the College's Practice Advisor, Dr. Susan Sabatini. Welcome, Susan, and thank you for joining me for this podcast.
Thank you. I'm pleased to participate in this podcast. The College's Practice Advisory Service receives a lot of questions on this common topic.
Together, we will be discussing several of the key features of these new standards with a focus on the areas that have brought questions to the College's Practice Advisory Service. As veterinarians, we have a unique privilege in being able to prescribe and dispense drugs for animals in Ontario. With that privilege comes the responsibility to do so in accordance with the standards of practice of the profession. Council undertook extensive research and consultation in development of the prescribing and dispensing standards. Over the past 3 years, draft standards were debated and considered by a prescribing and dispensing working group. This group was established by Council to address the need for practice standards to be developed on these important high-risk activities. In development of the standards, Council gave consideration to the new federal rules strengthening veterinary oversight of antimicrobial use and multiple discussions with various stakeholders on the realities of day-to-day veterinary practice. The new and revised standards align with Health Canada's direction that all antimicrobials approved for veterinary use be sold by prescription only. The safe management of drugs is an important area of veterinary medicine and one which poses inherent risks to animal and public health. These new standards demonstrate the significance of these activities to the public and to the profession. Prescribing and dispensing are an important aspect of the delivery of veterinary medicine. Susan, as the College's practice advisor, how helpful do you think the new standards will be to the profession?
Questions related to prescribing and dispensing are consistently the top topics that I'm contacted about. I expect these new standards and the guides will be welcomed by veterinarians and their clinic staff to provide some clarity on these seemingly complex areas.
Let's start with prescribing a drug. Prescribing a drug is an important component of veterinary practice, certainly for those who are in clinical practice. Prescribing requires appropriate knowledge and skill and the use of professional judgment. Prescribing is often coupled with the act of dispensing, but there are certain instances when prescribing may be performed independently by a veterinarian. Susan, can you run through some of the practice expectations for prescribing for our listeners?
I would encourage all veterinarians to review the standard and guide in its entirety. There are 21 expectations detailed in the standard, and I'm not going to be able to discuss all of them in this podcast. Some of the key expectations that I'm often asked about are regarding topics such as delegation, the veterinary client-patient relationship, which I will refer to as the VCPR moving forward, antimicrobials, and writing a prescription. For delegation, remember, prescribing may not be delegated. Only veterinarians are able to prescribe a drug. With regards to the VCPR, a VCPR needs to be established prior to prescribing a drug, and a veterinarian must have recent and sufficient knowledge of their patient in order to determine that the drug therapy they are prescribing is an appropriate course of treatment for that patient. A veterinarian is to be available in case of any adverse reaction due to the medications prescribed to a patient. While the VCPR is the expectation for the vast majority of cases, there is an exception to the requirement in emergency situations. With regards to antimicrobials, Health Canada is implementing changes to address the public health challenges of antimicrobial resistance. All medically important antimicrobials will be moved to the prescription drugs list as of December 1st, 2018. That means some antimicrobials that were previously available over the counter will only be available by prescription. Expectations surrounding the responsible use of antimicrobials are included in the prescribing standard. What's on a prescription? Review the list in the standard for information on what must be included on a written and signed or verbal prescription. It's a good idea to check your prescription form to ensure you provide all the necessary information. That's a broad overview of the expectations found in the standard on prescribing a drug.
Thank you, Susan. At the college, we regularly receive questions from veterinarians and sometimes the public surrounding prescribing. You already mentioned that prescribing must be completed by a veterinarian, and it's not something that can be delegated to an auxiliary staff. We also often get asked about fees related to prescribing.
Yes, that's another common question. When a veterinarian recommends a medication for a patient, a client is well within their rights to request a written prescription in order that they may fill the prescription at a pharmacy of their choice. Veterinarians may choose to charge a fee for writing a prescription. There is nothing in the regulations that prohibits that. Another question that comes up occasionally is whether a drug may be prescribed to calm a stressed animal a veterinarian has never seen before in order for that animal to be brought to the clinic. In this situation, the best solution is for a veterinarian to visit the client's home with an accredited mobile to establish a VCPR and be able to prescribe a drug. A veterinarian cannot prescribe, dispense, or administer a drug without an established VCPR that would provide sufficient knowledge of the animal through a physical examination, or in cases involving a group of animals, the VCPR is established as a result of timely and appropriate visits to the premises where the animals are kept.
Thank you, Susan. Let's move on to dispensing. Veterinarians licensed by the College of Veterinarians of Ontario are authorized to prescribe and dispense drugs. Like prescribing, the practice of dispensing requires appropriate knowledge and skill and the use of professional judgment. Dispensing is usually coupled with the act of prescribing. However, there are rare instances when dispensing is performed independently by a veterinarian. Veterinary dispensing is informed and regulated by a broad legislative framework, provincially and federally. This legislative framework sets out the requirements for the sale and dispensing of a drug, including labeling and record keeping. Susan, can you take us through some of the expectations which pertain to dispensing of a drug in veterinary medicine?
Sure, I'm happy to. Again, I want to reinforce how important it is for veterinarians and their clinic staff to review the complete standard and guide. There are 25 expectations concerning dispensing. I won't have time to review all of them for this podcast, but they are all important and necessary. There are several expectations that pertain to all dispensing, and then there are expectations for various scenarios that may be encountered in veterinary practice. Dispensing must be in the animal's best interest and can only occur when working from an accredited veterinary facility. Dispensed drugs cannot be expired, and drugs that are damaged or expired must be disposed of safely and securely and in accordance with environmental requirements. Part of dispensing is informing clients of common side effects and any serious risks. For clients involved with food-producing animals, they also need to be informed of withholding times. There are specific expectations for dispensing a drug within an existing VCPR, and also in cases without an existing VCPR, where a veterinarian is dispensing a drug pursuant to an oral or written prescription from another veterinarian who is licensed in Ontario. This latter situation only occurs in rare circumstances that are outlined in the dispensing standard. If you have any questions regarding dispensing outside of VCPR, please call me to discuss further. Dispensing controlled substances only occurs within a VCPR and when the controlled substance is required for a condition for which the animal is being treated by a veterinarian. Not surprisingly, record keeping is a key aspect of dispensing a drug. This includes a detailed inventory of every drug purchased by the clinic and also a a recorded audit trail for all drugs that are sold from the veterinary facility. The standard on dispensing also details the requirements for packaging and the information that is required to be included on the dispensing label.
Thank you, Susan, for that overview. This is also an area which prompts several questions. Can you share your answers to some of the more common questions you receive on dispensing a drug in veterinary medicine?
This is another key area that keeps practice advice busy. We are often asked about whether a drug can be dispensed for an animal that the veterinarian has not examined or visited in the past year. This stems from a previous version of the professional practice standard for the VCPR. The current VCPR standard states that a veterinarian must use professional judgment when providing veterinary treatment, which includes prescribing, dispensing, or administering a drug. Depending on the veterinarian's recent knowledge of the animal or group of animals, the appropriate time between examinations or visits may vary and is determined by the veterinarian. There is no requirement for an examination within 1 year. Another question that I get regularly concerns whether or not expired or returned drugs can be donated to animal rescue groups. Redistributing unused or expired drugs, even if they are still in original packaging, is not permitted. Once the drug has left your facility or expired, a veterinarian has no way of assuring its safety. As well, there may not be an established VCPR in place with this rescue group. And even if a VCPR exists, drugs are to be dispensed based on the assessment of a patient and the veterinarian's treatment plan, not to be used by the rescue group as they choose. Health Canada considers the sale of expired drugs to be the sale of unlicensed drugs. The question about veterinarians filling prescriptions from another veterinarian continues to be a common one. Subject to very specific conditions, Regulation 1093 does permit dispensing of non-controlled drugs with a prescription from another veterinarian who is licensed in Ontario. Other options would be for the dispensing veterinarian to establish a VCPR with a client in order to prescribe and dispense a drug. Or a prescribing veterinarian may courier drugs to the client or provide an oral prescription to an Ontario pharmacy that the client can get to obtain the drugs.
Thank you, Susan. There are other things to consider when dispensing drugs, and these are discussed in the Guide to the Standard for Dispensing a Drug. I also encourage veterinarians to review the professional practice standards and guides concerning the use of compounded drugs in veterinary practice and extra-label drug use. Susan, thank you for joining me for this podcast and for sharing information on prescribing and dispensing drugs in veterinary medicine.
Thanks for the opportunity to join you. As a practice advisor, I am happy to answer any further questions you may have. It's certainly important for veterinarians, clinic staff, and the public to learn about the expectations that support public safety in managing drugs.
If you are interested in more information on these new standards or any other practice expectations that are established by the college, I encourage you to contact the college or to visit the website at www.cvo.org. Thank you for tuning in.